اخذ ميدا سبارك جيم اون ميشن الدولار اخذ عبنا يا كبر اخذ عبنا مزباق من بيك عاس بيت كارن both the stones that were used in making the Kevet the ramp that led up to the Mizbeach and the stones that were used in making the Mizbeach itself stones came from the valley of Beis Kerem. In this place they found smooth stones. The choy from Lamata Mea Basula. The way they would get these stones would be that they would dig underneath carcass that had never been dug up before. And in that carcass they would find these stones. They would bring from that carcass smooth and complete stones that no iron had come into contact with those stones, that since they dug up underneath carcass that had never been dug before, they could be assured that these stones did not come into contact with iron. As iron would possible a stone to be used in the building of the Kevet of the Mizbeach, if it simply came into contact with that stone, the stone cannot be used in the building of the Mizbeach. And if the stone was chipped, no matter how it was chipped, it too would be possible to be used in the building of the Mizbeach or the Kevet. Nifkama achas mehen hipsula ukulan shares. It's after the Mizbeach was already built, one of the stones that made up the Mizbeach got chipped, that stone would be possible, would have to be replaced, while the rest of the stones would be cut. They wouldn't have to rebuild the entire Mizbeach just to replace that stone that had a chip. The stone that made up the Kevet of the Mizbeach would be whitened with lime twice a year, once before Pesach and once before Sukkot. And the Hechel would be whitened once a year before Pesach. Rebbe says, in addition to whitening the stones in the Mizbeach twice a year with lime, every Erev Shabbos, they would wipe it up with a cloth in order to clean it off from the blood that was on the Mizbeach. When they applied the lime onto the Mizbeach twice a year to whiten the stone, they didn't apply it with a kapish or barzo, a clean made out of iron, and maybe the iron would come into contact with the stone itself, and the stone would become puzzle. The reason why, if the stone came into contact with iron, is puzzle. Shabarzo nivra lakatir yamav sho'odom. The Mizbeach nivra laharech yamav sho'odom. Ain't a bedin shiuna from a katir al hamar. That iron was created to shorten the life of a person, as from iron weapons are made, while the Mizbeach was created to lengthen the days of a person, as the Mizbeach was made to bring the kapanas on them, and through the kapanas we find kapara for our avarice, and that lengthens our life. So it would not be right that barzo, which shortens the life of a person, would be waived and to come into contact with the stones of the Mizbeach, which lengthen the lives of a person. Shall Mizbeach. There were rings to the north of the Mizbeach. Shishar Starin Shal Arba Arba. There were six rows of rings. Each row had four rings. The Yeshayim Arba Shal Shisha Shisha. Some say there were only four rows of rings, but there were six rings in each row. So according to both, there were 24 rings. Each ring was for one Mishmar. There were 24 Mishmars of Kohanim, 24 groups of Kohanim, that each Mishmar did Avodah for 1 week. Each Mishmar would have its own ring. Shalei Shoftim Esa Kachim. With these rings, they shafted the kachim. At one side of the ring was attached to the floor of the Azara. The other side of the ring was put around the neck of the korban they wanted to shaft, so the korban would be held in place when they shafted it. As you cannot tie up the korban when you shaft it, so instead Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mitake, they would have these rings on the north of the Mizbeach to help them shaft the kachim. Beit HaMitzvachayim Hari L'Tzvono Shom Mizbeach. The Beit HaMitzvachayim, the place where they stripped the korbanos, that was also to the north of the Mizbeach. V'alav Shmona Amudim Nam Nosim. And by the Beit HaMitzvachayim, there were eight small pillars. The Ravian Sha'eras Agabam. Each pillar had a square of cedar wood on top of the pillar. And attached to these cedar wood were hooks made out of iron. Each piece of wood had three different sizes of hooks attached to it, and depending on the size of the korban, they would use an appropriate hook. Shebehen tolin umaf shitim, that with these hooks they hung the korban that had been shafted in order to strip the korban. The behema, when it was hung from the hook, it would be on the tables of marble that were between the pillars. And since the pillars were very short, if we didn't have tables between the pillars, the behema would be on the ground. So therefore, there were tables next to the hook, that the behema would be put on the table when it was hung from the hook, and therefore wouldn't have to drag on the ground when they stripped the behema.